God bless everyone. It's no surprise that tonight's teaching is about Thanksgiving, not giving thanks. I think it's a pretty tremendous holiday in our country. And, when things are going good or things are not going good, we still always can give thanks. We can give praise to God. And Thanksgiving is a praise to God. I watched this special on Thanksgiving, some historical facts about the Pilgrims, and earlier this week, it's real interesting what kind of history we were taught that's popular history and what's true history. And the Pilgrims didn't have it quite as rosy as you thought in their first year of settlement. They actually lost half of their whole entire group that came, died in the first year. And I wanted to read something from one of the founding fathers, what I would consider our founding fathers of our country, and what he had to say. They didn't call it Thanksgiving at the time. Thanksgiving was made a holiday under Abraham Lincoln's presidency. And so it took many years later. But I want to read something to you. It says, "May not and ought not the children of these fathers rightly say, our fathers were Englishmen, which came over this great ocean, and were ready to perish in this wilderness. But they cried unto the Lord, and he heard their voice, and looked on their adversity. Let them therefore praise the Lord, because he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Yea, let them which have been redeemed of the Lord show forth how he hath delivered them from the hand of the oppressor. When they wandered in the desert wilderness out of the way and found no city to dwell in, both hungry and thirsty, their soul was overwhelmed in them. Let them confess before the Lord his loving kindness and his wonderful works before the sons of men." So it's William Bradford, 1620 through 1647. What an incredible man that guy was. He eventually became governor. And he had one of the Indians befriended him, and the whole Indian tribe had died of a disease too. And they linked up with another Indian tribe to form a relationship with them, because the hardships were so tough there and the winters were so tough. And that's when the whole coming together with the Thanksgiving dinner and all that happened. I've got two, I'm going to show you a little bit about these words, thanks and Thanksgiving in the Word. I wrote something 23 years ago on a book on praise and worship, and I never published it. And in this one chapter here on Thanksgiving in the New Testament is kind of where I'm going with this. There's two main Greek words for Thanksgiving in the New Testament. Some of the confusion has been not knowing how to rightly divide the difference between these two. And it eludes us from great understanding of what the Word of God is saying within the context on that particular application. In the Greek, one of the Greek words is eucharistia, which means to thank, to say thanks or thank you, thanksgiving, to be thankful, be grateful, express thanks. It's made up of two words, eu, which is the word well, good. And we get a word that's a figure of speech called euphonism, which means to speak well of or well sayings. And the other part of this word is from charizomia, which is from the root word charis, which is grace. So the combination of the word means to be well, to be giving freely, a good giving freely, That is this word for thanks. And it's used quite a few times in the New Testament. In the Greek, these words, sometimes it's really tough to sort them out because the Greek words, there's a lot of EU words that are praise words. And they sometimes overlap. And it's really a challenge for the King James folks when they came to translate these words and how to rightly divide them. And so in John chapter 6, verse 10, I'd like to go there, and 11. And it said, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in a number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. The word given thanks means to be grateful, to express a gratitude. And 11 of the 39 times that this word is used is in reference to communion, partaking of communion. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 is another wonderful record here. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. This is written in a command form. God wants you to be thankful. Be thankful. Verse 16 says, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Being thankful is a way of praising God. Ephesians also lists the different ways of praise. It's pretty similar to Colossians here. In Ephesians 5, 19 and 20, it says, speaking to yourselves, psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts, and giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to give thanks to God in whatever we do. Want to know what the will of God is? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is part of our lifestyle, to incorporate thanks into our life in everything that we do. Can't get any plainer than that. Give thanks. The other word to give thanks is very different. This is the Greek word homeologeo. And it's really interesting what I read from William Bradford and what he said. And I can see two words in here that in his quote where we got Thanksgiving from. You'll see this in a minute. Homeologeomai, in other words like exlogeomai, agalobeo, were all translated in the Septuagint and linked to the Hebrew words in the Old Testament called yada and toda, to give thanks. When you look at these words in the Old Testament and you understand the Hebrew culture, Hebrew language on giving thanks, they did not have the word that we have in our English to thank someone, to thank you. The literal of it was, I will tell your name. That's what yada means, and it's spelled Y-A-D-A-H. What's incredible is that this word, about this word homeologeomai, means to profess or confess. And so when you see that it's linked with this word in the Old Testament, to tell your name, I will tell your name. So when you're giving thanks of God, and you go out and you're telling his name, that's giving thanks. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, this is one of the first uses of this word, or thank. It says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise, prudent, and hast revealed them unto the babes. And he thanked God, and he just spoke. He spoke out. This, you know, to confess, to profess, admit, praise. In when you are witnessing, you are telling people of what God did for you or what Christ did for them. And that is, I will tell your name. In yada, this word yada, the first usage of it is in Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, where Leah gives birth to a son named Judah. Now, Judah is pronounced Yudia. And this is, and she says, now I will praise the Lord. So Judah was the praise tribe, basically. And the Messiah came out of that tribe. Yada comes from the root word yad, meaning hand. That is where we get the action of lifting holy hands when praising God. It comes from this word. This word also is translated to cast out or shoot. I get the mind picture of someone fly fishing or casting a lure out into the water when they're fishing, and your hands are involved in doing this. It's to throw out, to shoot out. When you think about it, when you profess or confess, to sound out, to declare what God did for you. Just the other day, it was a Friday, and it was payday for my guys, and one of the guys came up to me, reached out his hand, and he said, thank you. And that's kind of, that's part of our culture, because we're not supposed to be doing that in this day and time, but anyway, that's our culture. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, it says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. This is the word thanks. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess, homologeo, with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. When you study this word in the Old Testament, you'll see this word yada is closely linked to salvation. Confessing and professing the Christ. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. This giving thanks to his name is the word to profess. Part of the offering of the sacrifice to praise God is what comes out of our mouth, the fruit of our lips, confessing Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 2, it says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. That is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, even now already it is in the world. This confession revolves around talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever, verse 15, go down a few verses, Just whosoever shall confess Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And I wanted to read this little section right from the seminar we just got done listening to the weekend, some of us, from Ken Petty. It's on the last page of his teaching, and he says, the word praises is the same word rendered virtue, and he's talking about in 2 Peter 1, 2. He said, the English Standard Version reads, proclaim the excellencies. The New Standard renders it, proclaim the mighty acts. The New Century Version translates it, to tell about the wonderful acts of God. And the International Standard Version reads, to proclaim the wonderful deeds. We have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light through the work of his Son, Jesus Christ. We now share in his excellence and glory. Our lives are about proclaiming the wonderful things God has done. Surely in light of all he has accomplished for us, unto him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And that's where I'd like to close. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mike. Have a word of prayer, your own word of prayer, please, to close us.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. Our new birth, our eternal life, a breath of life that we have right now, the love that you have put into our hearts and that we can love one another, and that every opportunity that we have, we can speak forth your words to other men, to pull them into the family, to call them into the family. We don't know who they are. We just speak them, and we just tell of your wonderful works, your wonderful acts all the time. We profess and confess those things, and we praise you, Father, for all the great, wonderful things you've done for us. We thank you, God, for everyone having a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow, and that people are just blessed and safe, and they are loving and enjoying each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.